So as we wrap up, give you your prescription. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, we are told that as Christians, you shall receive, be filled, the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Not as a gift from the Holy Spirit, the power is the Holy Spirit. This power, it isn't something He gives you, it's actually in you as a Christian. It's your greatest benefit. Once you commit your life to Jesus, the full life of God comes in immediately. Jesus came to give us an endless supply of life that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Oswald Chambers writes, "Even the weakest saint can experience the power of the deity of the Son of God when he or she is willing to let go. But any effort to hang on to the least bit of our own power will only diminish the life of Jesus in us." You want your prescription? Let go. Let go. Do you know that God is able and He will never fail you? He is the way maker, not you. So let go and then keep letting go. And slowly but surely, the great full life of God will invade you, penetrating every part. Then and only then will Jesus have complete and effective dominion in you, and people will take notice. And as Paul ends this prayer in verse 21, "Unto Him be the glory in the church and in Christ to all generations forever and ever." Amen.
Come on, stand here.